All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. So close, yet so far. That is the way to describe this season for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They came into 2015 as the defending American League West champions. They had playoff aspirations, but they fell one game short of making the playoffs. And of course, they had plenty of problems in their front office this year as general manager Jerry DePoto clashed with manager Mike Socha. It led to DePoto departing from the team, and now he is the GM of the Seattle Mariners. Now, DePoto has been replaced by Billy Epler, and it's up to Epler and Socha to be on the same page going forward with this team in Southern California. But you look at the injuries and how they really derail things for the Angels this season. C.J. Wilson was shut down late in the year with elbow problems that hurt their starting rotation. Then in the tail end of the regular season, the Angels lost their closer in Houston Street. And at the time, Street was leading the American League in saves. So you had a rotation that was pieced together for the Angels, and the same was said about their bullpen. Now, you look at the Angels lineup, and of course, you have Mike Trout, who is the 2014 American League MVP. He's going to be in the running to win the MVP award this year. I don't think he'll win it, as that honor should go to Josh Donaldson of the Toronto Blue Jays. You still have a veteran slugger in Albert Pujols. You look at the way that CJ Cron, Cole Calhoun, and David Fries were able to contribute to this lineup this year. But make no mistake about it, Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, who is not afraid to spend money, needs to go out there and improve this roster. You look at this Angels club, they need another big bat in the middle of their lineup. It was expected to be Josh Hamilton. Of course, that marriage ended terribly for Hamilton and the Angels. He ended up going back to the Texas Rangers, but they still need a bat in the middle of their lineup. They need another arm in this rotation, and it would not hurt them to get some more bullpen help as far as middle relief. I see the Angels making a play for a bat and Chris Davis, the Baltimore Orioles designated hitter who is set to become an unrestricted free agent this winter. Davis led all of Major League Baseball in home runs this past year. He's a solid slugger from the left side of the plate, and when he's healthy and when he's on, he can launch him with the best of them. He's not going to hit for average, but he's going to give some pop in that lineup, and he's going to put some protection behind Pujols and Trout. You also look at this rotation, and the name that comes to mind for me is starting pitcher David Price of the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, of course, Price was traded last year by the Tampa Bay Rays to the Detroit Tigers, who turned around and traded him this year just prior to the trade deadline to the Toronto Blue Jays. I see Toronto being in play to keep Price, but you look at a guy that's going to be a free agent. He's a left-handed starting pitcher, and he is going to command a hefty payday out there on the free agent market. So I look at those two guys right there being in play for this Angels club as far as names that they're going to pursue in the offseason. And the Angels have to upgrade their team because you look at the Houston Astros, who defeated them by one game in the standings for the final wild card in the American League. The Astros and Angels play in the same division, and the Astros have a lot of young talent. They are not going anywhere. And you look at this Texas Rangers team that won the AL West this season. They have a veteran ball club, and they have also a mix of young guys as well. And I tell you, with Texas, by the looks of things, they aren't going anywhere either for 2016. So if you are the Angels, and if you're that brain trust of Artie Moreno, Billy Epler, and Mike Socha, you know right off the bat going into 2016, you have to get past the Rangers and you have to get past the Astros if you are going to get to the postseason. So this is what is going to be on their plate this year. I expect the Angels to be heavy big time players over the winter as they look to upgrade their roster heading into 2016. Folks, once again, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com. /300 pounds of sports knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 5 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 pounds of sports knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.